There are many frustrated accountants working in organisations these days, and it all stems from business leaders who don't fully embrace the strategic role they can offer to the company. Rather than seeing the financial function simply as providing numbers, business leaders need to fully embrace finance as a business partner. That's according to Brian Whitefield, business trainer, advisor and author of Decide How to Manage the Risk in Your Decision-Making. Brian Whitefield explains to Chris Ashmore the reason some business leaders aren't partnering with finance people as well as they should.
I guess when a business leader is focused on making widgets or servicing this or making sales, you know, the things that they're caring about, they want to see the numbers at the appropriate time, but they don't necessarily want to see as many numbers or as much detail. They don't necessarily see the value in doing it the way that the finance function wants it done. And I think that's where some of the gap between the finance function that becomes a true partner and one that is more doing the finance function.
And isn't it in many respects that finance people are kind of in a position of authority, and is it wise for them to use that authority?
I guess the answer is always depends with these sorts of things. Sometimes, you know, in particular when you're observing something like budgets that are going to be blown and blown badly, you, like in many circumstances, you just must use your authority. I think where some in the finance function get it a bit wrong is reverting to, you hear the old comment, back office tyrant, or financial controller for that matter, has that connotation of someone who's control. And I've written recently about that this is not the time to be a control freak in this world. There's so much variability, so much uncertainty that we've actually got to support people dealing with the mayhem, not trying to control. So control and using your authority has its moments, but if that's your norm, you're going to lose people. People will avoid you. They're not going to buy into what you want from them.
So I suppose getting respect from the other members of the organisation is kind of the path that, you know, we want people to go down. So what is the best way to get that respect?
Well, the very simple answer is solve their problems. Now, that sounds quite trite at times, but I think too many in the finance function don't do enough to think about exactly the problems that these people in the business have and aligning the finance solutions to those problems. You know, I've said that to many a person I've advised over the years. So are you solving their problems? And the number of times I've had sort of stunned silence to that question has been, well, it's the norm. And people don't think of it about, I'm there to solve their problems. They're thinking more about it, I'm there to implement a good finance function and get the job done. Whereas if you start with, and this is what good business partnering is all about, if you start with, what are your problems? In fact, if you start with, I know your problems, I think, here is my take on them, get some agreement, and then you actually show how what you want to do will solve their problems, then you're going to get much better buy-in and a higher level of trust.
So when do you know that you are getting that respect? Is it when managers come to you for advice?
Yeah, I talk about people, if you're the tyrant, they're avoiding you 10 times. If you're the controller, they'll avoid you 5 times. If you're simply an expert, well, they'll come to you when they need to. They know they're going to need your advice or input at certain times. That's the status quo. Anything below that, you know, when you're being avoided, you can't make change in the organisation. Whereas if you go past that expert level and become more trusted, even like a trusted authority is another good term for it, then you can make some really positive impact on the organisation. You know, I talk about them. If you make it a trusted authority, they're lining up outside your door to get your views.
And what's the problem that a lot of people in finance see as their role?
I think those who haven't worked out and mastered the partnering thing, if you really boil it down, it's about them thinking that the objective is to implement a great finance function, whereas I don't see any strategic plans for organisations where a core business objective is to implement a great finance function. It might be to increase profits by a lot. It might be to be seen as a leader in terms of financial strength and other financial indicators, but not of itself that the finance function is the core objective. So I think that that's the first problem. So what they need to be thinking more about is, I'm an enabling function. I'm there to help the business be highly successful. And once you start turning it around that all I'm going to do is help them, well, that's a mindset thing. Immediately you're thinking about partnering or more about partnering than the other way around is I've got to get these people to do what I want them to do. And of course, when you come into a room with that attitude, people sense it and the defence mechanism comes up straight away.
So, Brian, do you have an example of what constitutes good partnering?
Good partnering is about horses for courses with the finance function. We don't want to go down to the tiniest nut and bolt in terms of our accounting, say in the manufacturing or a mining industry, necessarily, unless there's good cause. Interestingly, I've heard that the two differences between the two big mining companies, Rio and BHP, my understanding, Rio invested a lot more in SAP so that they could get to the point where the boss could understand what it costs to haul a ton of coal in Brazil versus a ton of coal in Australia. Whereas, my understanding, BHP went down a different route and devolved a lot of the authority to the, I don't know about the individual work sites, but certainly the divisions and the business units, and they had their own implementations. And so I think that depending on the culture of the organisation, the overall organisational objectives, and maybe Rio's desire to run leaner through macro information was the key driver there, and that was a sort of partnering arrangement, whereas the BHP model would be more your, you know, autonomy, and we understand your autonomy, and let us build a finance system to suit your business and your current needs. So there's sort of like pretty macro examples, but both are very successful companies, right? And I'm not saying that either was not a good business partnering arrangement with finance. I'm just saying they probably both were, but with different approaches. So I think it's about being open-minded, and that's what partnering is all about.
Brian Whitefield.